Online across the world. This is Bet Radio with Russell Prue.
And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to Bet Radio this afternoon. It is, of course, Amy Parkin, who is a second-year student at Plymouth University with a specialism in ICT for becoming a primary school teacher. Amy, this is amazing, and thank you so much for joining us. This was your first bet. What was it like?
It was completely overwhelming, really. We walked in and we got lost straight away. It was amazing. I wasn't really prepared for how big it was going to be. We'd been told sort of what to expect, but I think it was the size that was sort of, it was just impressive. Things everywhere, expensive things everywhere, things I'd never heard of. Or so yeah, it was really, really impressive.
Did you go looking for certain things, or were you just looking to see what was about? Did you go with some things in your mind to look for?
No, I didn't have any idea really what to expect. I thought there'd be a lot of interactive whiteboards and software. There were a lot of interactive whiteboards, I think that's what I saw most of, but I just wanted to pick up little things, see what I could maybe use in my own placements, and just new ideas of what was around.
Brilliant.
Go on. I really liked the first thing I saw, actually, was the idea paint, which was the whiteboard paint, which I was expecting it to all be based around technology, so it was quite interesting to see that there were some things which weren't necessarily computer-based. So I really liked that, the idea that you could paint this whiteboard paint anywhere and then go and draw on the tables or the walls or the doors. I liked that one. That was my first one I saw.
Anything else? What else?
The interactive whiteboard, I sat down and watched a good demonstration on one which was called Team Board. And having left school in 2003, I didn't actually ever get taught using an interactive whiteboard. So my only experience has really been at university,
right.
And on my couple of placements. So I was really looking forward to seeing the other whiteboards that were available other than the smart board, which is the only one that I've actually had any experience with.
Okay.
And I was just really impressed with the team board. The fact that you could write on it in a normal pen, I liked, for starters, because I have a feeling I'm going to have an accident with that. But just some of the things that it was able to do, particularly you could write using the pen and it would convert it into a text. The man showed, I think it was Wales he wrote, and then he dragged that into Google Maps. It automatically brought up the map of Wales, pinpointed a certain town, found out the weather and facts about that town, photos. I thought that was really, really interesting.
Wow.
And I'm sure there were plenty of other things you could do on that. I was amazed. I could have watched that for hours.
And are you looking